Good morning. This is Julie Fair with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce, and joining me today is Farshad Marzban with Marzban Law.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Farshad. So you probably will remember speaking with him before. We talked about the fact that he's a personal injury attorney, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, I represent people when they get hurt, car collisions, slip and falls. I've done bar fights. You know, when people get hurt, they'll give me a call and I see if it's something I can help them with.
Have you ever dealt with anyone who had a ski accident? Just curious.
No, not yet. Not yet. Not a ski accident.
That's yeah. So I didn't know that this was even a thing. I know this is such rabbit trail, but I just got back from skiing. And one of the things now, if you run into somebody on the mountain, you actually have to exchange information.
Really?
Yeah. And so there's actually like a whole world of people, you know, getting compensated out of accidents. I guess maybe if they can prove that there was negligence on maybe not following the rules,
yeah,
and like coming down off of a hill, you know, yeah, without paying attention.
What state was that in?
It's in Colorado, Utah, anywhere there. I mean,
really?
As far as I know, there's anyone where there's, you know, where you're skiing and stuff. So anyway, just curious if you'd run across that.
Yeah,
but
not
in Texas.
Not
you
really
haven't
in
had
Texas,
that.
No.
But if I had come back and said, hey, dude, a snowboarder ran into me off the side of the mountain, I'd be calling you.
Yeah, I would just want to see what, you know, what's going on for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway. So anything updating with that? Is there, how's business going?
Oh, no. The Marzban Law, thankfully. So we started Marzban Law last year,
mm-hmm,
in 2024. And thankfully, a very good first year. And hopefully, you know, it's a sign of good and, you know, more successful years to come, hopefully.
Good. And one thing I remember, and if you're new to learning about Farshad, is you will give people your clients your cell phone. And that was always amazing to me. It's like,
yeah,
if you have a client and they need to get in touch with you, you give them your cell phone number and stuff. And so you're available to them. So it's not your typical, like, you put it out there and your assistant is blocking all calls for you and you may or
right,
may not ever hear from you. You're easily accessible.
Exactly. So it's a big point of emphasis at Marzban Law that, you know, I want to make sure my clients have my cell phone number, that I'm accessible, that they don't have to go through tiers of people just to get answers from a lawyer. I think clients appreciate that. I think clients have, you know, hopefully have not had several collisions in their life where they had to have attorneys, but if they did in the past, maybe with other law firms, it's possible those law firms, they had to go through a case manager, a paralegal, whatever the case may be, to get to their lawyer. And I find that, or at least it's been my experience, I think that clients want to get in touch with their lawyers to get the answers they may want,
mm-hmm,
even though other people may be able to answer those questions. I feel like they still want to hear from the lawyer.
Yeah.
So for them to have my cell phone number, I think clients appreciate that.
Good. Love it. So Farshad, you are the chair, the president of the board for the Young Professionals this year.
That's right. That's right. Super excited. You know, the Young Professionals group is really why I was probably the biggest reason I joined the chamber. Just the people there were incredible when I first met them, and have still, you know, continue to be incredible. So to be the chair of it is pretty awesome.
Yeah. So Farshad's jumped straight in, and you know, you joined the Young Professionals. You're part of Leadership Ellis County this year.
Mm-hmm.
So talk it to us a little bit about the Young Professionals and What is the Young Professional Program? What would you say it is?
Yeah, so the way I look at the Young Professionals, it's a group of people around, you know, a certain age bracket that really going through life, not just the professional stuff, but we talk about a wide range of topics and we get to know each other in a really deep and really cool way. So of course we know what we all do professionally, and we do talk about that stuff to make sure we talk about roadblocks in our professions and how we can get over them and really draw from each other's experience. But again, we also talk about, you know, life in general, and people in our age bracket maybe going through, you know, different things. So, you know, if we can ask other people what they may know, what experience they can give us and advice, then, you know, we appreciate that. So really, Young Professionals, it's a really cool group, a very welcoming group of people that just want to get to know each other and really help out and, you know, help each other out and however it may be.
And you also, you know, you help in the other parts of the chamber and kind of give back to the community. So it's a group of people under 40, it's 40 and under, right?
That sounds right. Yeah, that's exactly right.
And like y'all have done some volunteer projects. You've done things where you've come and helped and like assisted in the chamber and doing things like helping with our banquet or being part of the golf tournament and different things like that. So y'all are, and we have the mentor program.
That's right.
That's part of that. So the mentor program is called the Bridge Program because we're bridging the gap between some of our more seasoned members and the young professionals. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so you can learn from each other and it gives you an opportunity to just have a mentor program.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Waxahachie, the chamber has been incredible in making opportunities available to everybody in the chamber, but also specifically for the young professionals, just saying, hey, look, we understand you're a young professional. We understand you're a member of the young professionals. You know, how can we be supportive? So being a part of the young professionals, it's not just getting advice from people the same age bracket, but also opens a pipeline to other people within the chamber.
Yeah, good deal. Well, what do you kind of, what do you have anything in your mind that you think this year, the chair, I think I'm going to do something different or I'm going to do something cool. And you have any kind of, I'm putting you on the spot with that, I know, but is there anything or a vision that you have of what you'd like to see it be this year?
No, that's a great question. So we have a good leadership team and we are meeting on potential plans and things to do. Thankfully we have a very solid foundation, from the previous leadership that gave us fantastic programming, fantastic events, and just great ideas to carry forward. We are still looking at some of the changes, if any, that we would want to make to programming. But we are very happy with the program that we've adopted, and we're going to set some things kind of straight for the future.
Good. All right. Well, is there anything you would like to add before we go today about anything?
Yeah. No. Honestly, if anybody's interested in the Waxahachie Young Professionals, really think about coming just one time, see if you like the group. You know, we meet, our most frequent meeting, and you can probably see it on the chamber website, I'm sure it's already on there, that we have a meeting first Wednesday of every month. We meet around 8:30 or so at the chamber.
412 South Rogers.
That's
in
right.
Downtown Waxahachie.
I should have said the address.
No, that's
right.
Fine.
But that's, you know, we meet at the chamber and we just get together and we talk. And if you're just interested in it, and if you're interested at all, just come for the morning and for a morning session there. We have coffee and stuff usually, and just get to know us and see if it's a good fit for you.
Good deal. Well, that's Farshad Marsbon with Marsbon Law, and thank you for joining us today.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and if you're interested in learning any more about YP, the Young Professionals, or if you need to get in touch with Farshad, you are welcome to contact the chamber, or if they need to reach you in your office, it is?
Yeah, so my office number is 214-586-0040. Feel free to call me. I'm, you know, if there's anything I can help out with, I'm happy to help.
Perfect. Thanks, Farshad. Yeah.